Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It is time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing towards needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. Unroll your yoga mat and join me for a short practice in a few minutes. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. And sink a little deeper into that support. Feel your energetic roots sinking down into the earth, anchoring you in. Feel the earth offering you nourishment, nurturing. You are here. The time is now. When I did my work with the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck before I began my recording today, I was already feeling into a little bit of fear around what's going on with the coronavirus, and coming off of a week of having to make decisions and changes and preparing for further disruption, both at home and at my yoga studios. So when I pulled Rabbit out of the deck this morning, I was really not surprised. I didn't even have to look at the book for that one, because Rabbit is almost universally, at least in the Americas, associated with fear and overwhelm and worry. And I will admit that I have been dropping into that state quite a bit over the last week. An interesting thing for me, though, is to face this with a different mindset than when crises have come up in the past. And really noticing that I am falling into that a little bit. Noticing also when my body starts to respond to the stress. And stepping back a little bit and reminding myself that I need to take care of me in this moment. I am taking the warnings very seriously, because it's not just about me. It's about not only my older relatives, but my clients, some of whom are in that high-risk category. the community, both the yoga community in my studios and our broader communities. So I am preparing and I am taking precautions and I am constantly reminding myself not to panic. I think it's very important in this time for all of us to be able to sit with whatever's coming up for us without letting it bring us to a point of inability to take action, without completely shutting down. Because at this point, not only do we need to take care of ourselves, but we really need to take care of each other. And it's a little bit of a paradox that the way we might be taking care of our communities is to isolate. That it's up to all of us to help stop the spread. And at the same time, really needing each other. We need to be able to support each other and take care of those in our community who are most vulnerable. And I have been saying for many years that the world needs healers. I have known this. I have been told this, that this was so important. And I always imagined that healing would be not so much on the physical level, that it would be the act of connection and reconnecting with spirit, reconnecting with nature, that helped to heal some of the wounds of society, our cultural stuff. But I'm seeing now that and I should have known that it is never just on the spiritual level or on the emotional level, right? The healing that needs to happen is going to ripple through all of the layers of who are ready to step in to help those who are in physical need. They call for healthcare workers and ramping up. There's going to be a call for alternative healers to be of assistance to those who either cannot get or are not at the physical point where they need to be hospitalized. But there are still going to be people who need to move through this disease, whether it's, you know, to calm a cough or bring a fever down. So, those of you out there in our community who are herbalists, aromatherapists, who are practicing energy healings, acupuncturists, all of those people who can help those who are not as affected move through the disease so that they can again be healthy, physically healthy. Because we're going to need everybody at their best to be able to help those who are suffering at their worst. And for those of us who don't associate with being part of the healing arts community, there's still this need to step up as a healer. And if it's taking care of a neighbor, buying groceries for someone who's at risk and can't get out into the grocery store, for sharing some of those excess purchases for somebody who wasn't able to get what they needed, for even just providing support. Please. This is a time for everyone to step into their role as a healer, and we all have the innate ability to be healers for this world. I also think it's very important at this time that those of us who are feeling the fear, which is natural, especially when the information that we're getting is sometimes contradictory and it comes very fast. We need to be sure that we are not disconnecting from our own bodies, because fear is going to lead to stress. Is going to have an effect in the body physically. And we need to be paying attention to what is happening to us, because if we're not at our best, then we cannot give everything that we need to give to the world. And of course, emotionally, we need to pay attention. We need to notice when we're getting into that fear state, when anxiety starts to take over, when grief or sadness starts to take over. And those emotions are valid and legitimate, and we might need to sit with them to let them move through. So I invite you, if you'd like to join me for some yoga, to get on your mat for about 30 minutes of a slow flow. To give you some time to notice what is happening in your body, what's happening with your emotions. Join me in child's pose to start, coming down onto your hands and knees on your mat. I invite you to walk your knees wide, about as wide as the mat. Bring your big toes together, sink your hips to your heels, let your forehead come down. And as you're taking some breaths here, ask yourself, when's the last time you cleaned your yoga mat? And make that part of your practice. Like washing your hands. And if you need to clean a vinyl or rubber mat, can use a 50-50 solution of water and witch hazel. You can add a few drops of essential oil. You can dilute hydrogen peroxide in water. Spray that on your mat. can use disinfectants. Take a few more breaths. Very slowly ease your way to your hands and knees. Bring your knees under your hips, your hands under your shoulders. Spread out through your fingers. And feel into your breath. And on your next inhale, move into cow, moving your navel toward the floor, drawing your heart through your arms, lifting your tailbone. And as you exhale, cat, gently lifting the middle of your back toward the ceiling, drop your head and tailbone into that dome shape, and then inhale again. Draw your heart forward, move your navel toward the floor, roll your shoulders down your back, and exhale, round. And inhale back into cow and continue to flow back and forth with your breath, moving from cow to cat to cow to cat. Inhale and exhale, inhale and exhale. Take it slow and use this opportunity to really notice how your body is feeling. Notice where there are places that feel tight or held. Don't force through anything. Really honor how your body is feeling in this moment. You don't need to analyze it. You don't need to know why. Just notice. And give yourself permission to respect the limits that your body is putting on your movement today. If at any time this practice starts to feel too much, find a resting pose or go right into Savasana. Take one more round of breath. And at the end of your exhale, release your spine to neutral. Walk your hands forward. Curl your toes. And as you take your next exhale, lift your knees, send your hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Gently pedal your heels. Bend one knee, let the other heel drop, and then switch sides. Go back and forth and notice here, how does it feel in the legs? You might be surprised to notice where you start to feel your held stress. Let the pedaling come to stillness. Press your fingers down and forward. Lift your shoulders up and out of your wrists. Reach back through your tailbone. Keep your knees and elbows soft and take just a couple breaths here. Lift your chin, look towards your hands, and step your feet to your hands. Bend your knees enough that your upper body rests on your thighs. Relax your arms. Relax your neck. Nod your head yes. Shake your head no, and notice what's going on in your neck, in the tops of your shoulders. Without trying to fix or analyze, simply notice, is this where some stress might be held in the body? And honor that. Now slide your hands to the fronts of your shins, and as you take your next breath in, lift halfway up. Reach your tailbone back, reach out through the crown of your head, draw your navel gently towards your spine. Pause here, but keep the breath flowing How does it feel to lengthen through the sides of your waist? How does it feel down the backs of your legs to lift your tailbone up and back? Exhale, release down into your fold, relaxing again onto your thighs. Keep your knees bent. Lift your heart. Coming up to about the halfway position, but with the knees very deeply bent, sink a little more weight into your heels and float your arms behind you like wings. Deep Utkatasana, share pose. Reaching the heart forward, reaching back through the tailbone, breathing into that. Starting to activate some of the core muscles, bringing some energy up from the feet, up the legs, up into your solar plexus, into your heart. Take another big breath in, and then as you exhale, release again down over your thighs, arms down, tailbone lifting slightly. Now with that power that we're bringing up the legs, press your feet into the floor. Allow your knees to stay a little bit bent and begin to drop your tailbone. Hug in both through the low back, low belly toward the spine, and then work your way up your spine very slowly. Breathing as you come up, stacking each vertebrae on top of the one underneath, all the way up the spine until your shoulders come up, and then work your way up your neck to bring your ears over your shoulders to arrive in mountain pose. Keep your feet sinking down into the floor and the knees soft, hips over the heels, shoulders over the hips, ears over the shoulders. Now turn your palms forward, opening your arms a little bit away from your sides, standing at attention, reaching out through your fingertips, gazing straight ahead. Breathe into that. As you take your next breath in, sweep your arms all the way up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top, and as you exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Anjali Mudra. Connecting the right and left sides of the body, the masculine and feminine, the solar and lunar, and completing the circuit of energy that flows through the arms and the heart. And it is the heart that is the center of your practice. Keep coming back to the heart. On your next breath in, drop your hands down, sweep your arms out and up. And as you exhale, sweep your arms back out and down as you hinge from your hips and fold forward, hands coming to the floor. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up, lengthen slowly, unfurling the spine. Exhale, reach down for the floor, touch with your fingertips, and step your right foot back so you land in a lunge with your left knee over your left heel. Stay on your fingertips. Roll your shoulders down your back. Sink the hips down toward the floor and notice again as you take some breaths here, how is it feeling through the hips? Especially now, the front of the right hip. Is this a place you're holding tension? Breathe. Flatten your hands to the mat. Pressing down into the palms as you take your next exhale, lift your left foot, step it back to meet the right, and lift your hips into downward facing dog. Couple breaths here in down dog. as you take your next inhale. Start to lift your heels so that you're up on your toes at the top of that inhale. As you exhale, float your shoulders forward over your wrists and flatten your body into plank. Shoulders and heels in the same line, press the heels gently back. Take an inhale here. As you exhale, drop down onto the tops of your knees. Keep your shoulders over your wrists. Put a micro bend in your elbows and spin your elbow creases forward. So as you start to bend them, the elbow points are reaching towards your feet. And then with your arms scraping against the side ribs, lower your chin and your chest down to the floor between your thumbs, tailbone lifting to the sky for a moment, creating that inchworm shape, caterpillar pose. Move your heart through as you inhale, put your belly down onto the floor and lift the heart a little bit higher into a cobra, Bhujangasana. Exhale, lower your chin or forehead down onto your mat. Inhale, scoop your heart through. Melt your shoulders down your back. Press gently into the tops of your feet, toes pointing back. Exhale, release your heart back down toward the floor. Inhale again, bring your heart through, melt your shoulders back. Exhale, release toward the floor. One more time, inhale, move the heart through. Lifting up, keeping the hip points on the floor. Exhale, release, press into your hands and move back into downward facing dog, which for you might mean coming up onto your knees first. Relax your neck so your head is falling between your arms. Lift the tailbone up and back, elbows and knees soft. Give yourself permission to be less than perfect in your alignment if it means that you can stay present to the sensations in your body, noticing what's going on. Notice if any emotions start to rise to the surface during your practice and allow them to come up and through. No analyzing. You don't need to know where they're coming from. Just allow them to release from the physical and emotional body. As you take your next breath in, lift your right foot off the floor and swing your leg up as high as is comfortable, keeping the hips square to the floor. As you exhale, bend your right knee and step your right foot forward between your hands. Make sure that your ankle is underneath your knee, your toes are in front, and you can come up onto your fingertips, start to lift the heart and sink the hips down. Come back into an awareness of what's happening in your hips, what you feel here, and breathe into that. What's your breath doing? As you start to encounter these tight spots in the body, does that affect the way your breath is flowing? Take another big breath in. And as you exhale, step your left foot forward to meet the right. Bring your hands to your shins. Float your heart halfway up. Take two breaths here, gently opening up, noticing. And on your next exhale, release your upper body back down over your thighs with the knees bent so your abdomen connects to your thighs, your heart to your knees. Press your feet into the floor with an inhale. Begin to lift up, but engage your core all the way up so your heart is really lifting. Take your arms up over your head, bring your hands together at the top of that inhale. And as you exhale, your hands come back to your heart. Check in again with your heart space. Notice what's true. Slow your breath down. And as you take your next breath in, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Lift the heart slightly. You might even add just the tiniest back bend by pressing the hip points forward. As you exhale, soften your knees, hinge from your hips, and with a swan dive, bring your belly to your thighs, hands to the floor. Bring your hands to your shins now, lift halfway up, lengthen that for another breath. And as you exhale, reach down and step your left foot back. Now spin your left heel down and turn your toes out to the long side of your mat so that your heels align. Bend your right elbow and slide your right forearm up onto your right thigh. Bring your left hand to your left hip. Roll your heart open to the left. Stack your left shoulder over the right shoulder, over your thigh. If it's appropriate for your shoulder, reach your hands straight up toward the ceiling. Broaden through the heart space, both across the collarbones and across the shoulder blades, opening up. Notice. Drop into the outside edge of your left foot. Notice how it feels, the outer part of your left hip down the outside of that leg. Reach through your crown. Very gently start to hug into the sides of your waist, bringing your muscles in towards your spine like when you rolled up earlier. Does your right arm get lighter on your right thigh? As you take your next breath in, reach through your left hand out over your left foot. Bring your upper body up and send your right arm forward to come into Warrior Two. Look over your right fingers. Feel into your knee. Check that your knee is over your right heel. And again, drop into the outside edge of your left foot. Breathe here. Taking your time in each one of these asanas to notice how your body feels. To notice where you're holding tension, where there's soreness, where there's resistance. And to notice what emotions rise up. Drop your left hand to your left thigh. Float your right arm to your right ear, and without pulling your knee back, lift up out of your hip. So your knee stays over your heel. Lengthen through that side body. Lift your heart. Take an inhale. Slide your left hand a little further down as you move your heart forward. So the upper body starts to create that cat roll shape, the cow. And opening up the right side at the same time. Notice here, where is the resistance? Take another inhale. And as you exhale, cartwheel your hands down to the floor and step back into downward facing dog. Inhale in down dog, lift your heels. And as you exhale, float your shoulders forward over your wrists. Draw your navel towards your spine. Ease your heels back. Tailbone reaching toward the heels. Inhaling here, and then exhaling, dropping to the tops of your knees. Spin your elbow creases forward. Drop your chin and chest. Take that caterpillar position with the tailbone lifting. Inhale. Drop your belly down as your heart comes forward. Roll your shoulders down. Point your toes back. Press into the tops of your feet. Take a breath in Cobra. On your exhale, release your upper body down. Press your hands down and move back into downward facing dog. Moving through hands and knees if that's best for you. Settle into down dog and take a couple breaths. As you take your next breath in, lift your left foot and bring your leg up behind you, keeping the hips square. As you exhale, step your foot forward between your hands next to your left thumb. Now spin your right heel to the mat. Turn your toes to face the long side, aligning the heels. Feet are perpendicular. Press your feet down so your hands feel a little lighter on the floor. Bring your left forearm onto your left thigh. Bring your right hand to your right hip. Spin your heart open to the right. Stack your shoulders. Extend through your spine. Sink down into the outside edge of your right foot. And if it's appropriate for your shoulder, extend your right arm up to the sky. Broaden. Extend. Open. Breathe. Now start to hug in to the sides of your waist, drawing your muscles in towards your spine. As the core takes over, notice when the left arm feels a little lighter on top of your thigh. Press your feet down into the floor. Use those core muscles to float your upper body up. Shoulders come over the hips, right arm now reaching back over the right foot. Extend your left arm forward. Look out over your left hand. Relax your shoulders. Broaden your collarbones, your shoulder blades. Reach up through your crown. Keep checking in with your body, your breath, your heart. Whatever is there, give it permission to be there. Drop your right hand onto your back thigh. Turn your left palm up. Bring your left arm to your left ear. Keep your knee over your heel. Reach up through your left fingers to open that side from your hip to your fingertips. Add that little bit of back bend as if you were moving into cow, inhaling your heart through your arms. Slide your right hand down and add just a little more opening to the left side. Be here and feel. Take another big breath in. As you exhale, windmill your hands down, frame your front foot, and step forward with your right foot. Bring your hands to your shins, lift halfway up. Lengthen, hold for another breath. Exhale, soft knees release into your fold. Inhale, lift your heart, sweep your arms out and up. Bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, return your hands to your heart and reconnect in with your heart space. Inhale, sweep your arms out and up. Soften your knees. Exhale, hinge and fold. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, hold here. Inhale, lengthen. Just a micro movement more. Exhale, soft knees, reach for the floor and step your right foot back. Come up onto your fingertips, lift your heart. Coming again into your lunge. Modify your lunge by putting your back knee down on the floor, checking that you land on top of your knee. Flatten your foot. If your knee is lifted, keep that back leg very engaged by lifting your right thigh bone into the back of your leg and reaching through your heel. Now bring your awareness to your left foot. Press it down into the floor. Notice when your hands feel light, bring them onto your left thigh. Relax your shoulders down your back. Reach your tailbone toward the back knee and draw your heart through. Sink a little deeper into your hips. If you're steady here, reach the arms out and up. Bring your hands together at the top and exhale, hands back to heart space. Inhale. Exhale, rotate your heart to the left. Bring your right elbow to the outside of your left thigh. So your upper arm is pressing against that thigh. Use that for a little bit of leverage to turn your heart to the left and bring your heart back towards your hands so you're reconnecting with that heart space, left elbow to the sky. Separate your hands. Bring your right hand to the floor inside your left foot. Reach through your left hand, broaden. Take a breath here. Notice what's happening in your body as you twist this lunge. Now exhale, bring your left hand down outside the left foot. Turning your heart forward. If your back knee is on the floor, curl your toes under, lift your knee. And on your next exhale, step back into downward facing dog. Relax your head between your arms. Inhale. Lift your heels at the top of your inhale. Exhale, float your heart forward, shoulders over the wrists, come into plank. Inhale. Exhale, drop to the tops of your knees. Keep your weight forward, elbows hugging the sides, drop your chin and chest. Inhale, move your heart through your arms, put your belly down, point your toes back, roll back into cobra. Exhale, bring your forehead or chin to the mat. One more time, inhale, lift your heart. Exhale, release and lift back into downward facing dog. Take a couple breaths in down dog. Inhale, lift your right leg up and back. Exhale, step your right foot forward between your hands, toes in front of the knee. Come up onto your fingertips, lift your heart. To modify your lunge, before we move into crescent and the twist, drop your back knee down. Coming to the top of your knee, slide it back if necessary, and flattening out the left toes. Keep the left leg engaged if you choose to keep your knee lifted. Press down into your right foot. Lighten your hands. bring them onto your right thigh. Draw your heart up. Slide your knees away from each other. Reach your tailbone down the back leg. Sink into the hips. Inhale, sweep your arms up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top. Exhale, your hands down to your heart. Back into an awareness of the heart space. Now spin your heart to the right and bring your left elbow to the outside of your right thigh or knee. Press gently into the outside of your leg to move your heart around toward the right just a little bit more, bringing your hands and your heart together again. Reach your right elbow to the sky, broaden across the heart and across the shoulder blades. Take another breath. Now bring your left hand to the floor inside your right foot. Reach your right arm up. Open up just a little bit wider. Take another breath in. Exhale, bring your right hand down to the outside of your foot. Plant both hands and step back again into downward facing dog. Inhale in down dog. Exhale, drop to your knees. Lower your hips to your heels. Lay your forehead on the mat. Now bring your arms back by your side so your hands are by your feet and take a hold of your heels, the soles of your feet or your ankles. Keep holding on there. And very gently lift your hips a few inches off of your heels and roll from your forehead up onto the crown of your head, rounding your back. Breathe into that, opening up the back body. Noticing again where there's tension, where there's holding. What emotions arise in rabbit pose. Take another breath. Gently lower your hips to your heels and roll back onto your forehead. Release your feet, let your arms rest on the floor by sides. Feel that pose release from your body. Now bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Press your hands into the floor and sit up onto your heels. Shift your hips to the right, bringing your right hip down. Slide your feet over to the left. Stack your feet so that your left ankle is sitting in the arch of your right foot. Right fingertips on the floor. Bring your left hand onto your right knee or thigh. Walk your right fingers back and turn your heart to the right. Opening up into a twist. Relax your shoulders down your back. Keep your heart open to the right and turn your chin to the left so you're looking back toward the front of your mat again. Let that release your neck, helping to ease some tension out of the neck and shoulders. As you take your next breath in, unwind your twist by bringing your heart back underneath your chin. Place your hands on either side of your knees. Lift your hips. Shift your hips to the left and your feet to the right to put your left hip down. Stack your right ankle into the arch of the left foot. Come up onto the left fingertips. Bring your right hand onto your left knee or thigh. Walk your left fingers back and spin your heart to the left. Gently opening up in the other direction. Spiraling up through your spine. Now turn your chin to the right to look toward the front of the mat again, releasing the neck. This variation of Hero's Twist is a favorite of mine. It allows so much release without strain. Inhale your heart forward, bringing it back under your chin. Shift all the way over into your left hip and swing your legs around. Roll down onto your back. And prepare to rest in Savasana. If you've listened to my past episodes, you know how much I value sacred rest. Now more than ever, time in Savasana, in final relaxation, is essential. Allow your feet to splay open. Relax your legs, your hips. Turn your palms to the sky, opening the arms out a little bit. Relax the arms and the shoulders. Relax your neck and feel your head sink down into the ground. Relax your torso. Feel your spine sink. Close your eyes softly and check in with your body to notice where there are places of holding, tension, of soreness, allowing them to be, just being in this moment and noticing what's true. Relax your breath. And I will leave you here to enjoy this sacred rest for as long as you desire, honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.